They have boxing matches with the dead babies. They do rituals with the dead babies. They have sex with the dead babies. Different groups do different things. And they make money off the babies after they're born. And universities take delivery of babies while they're alive. So I tell you about this stuff because you need to know the full horror of the enemy we're up against. And of course, Joe Biden, who is a pedophile chieftain, wants to put a woman in there who said, well, if an 18-year-old man has sex with an 8-year-old, they're in the same age group, so they shouldn't get in trouble. And even said baby sex torture is something that people need leniency in. The sadomasochistic torture of young kids, including infants and toddlers. Infants and toddlers. And they believe they can just gaslight everyone into just accepting this incredible dystopia, like convicted pedophiles running drag queen story time, or Disney saying they want leftist groups to have access to your children at age 4 to teach them, quote, the homosexual lifestyle. Those are mainline quotes, and it gets worse. The Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, they've now released a bunch of transcripts on Friday. The news has tried to suppress them, but finally it's in the New York Post and other areas. We covered it over the weekend. She chose leniency even in baby sex torture cases where grown men rape babies bloody. And I don't mean to be so graphic here, but she sees it as a sexual preference to want to rape babies bloody. This is a cult, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's new footage and photos that have been released via lawsuits by major pro-life groups where they've gotten the videos and photos of the babies kept alive and then medical experiments done on them, other babies kept alive and then executed later, tortured to death. And we've got other footage, even more sickening, that I'm not going to air here. But you can imagine the type of folks that want to do that with babies are obviously doing other things to defile them and to be blasphemers and to torture God. That is what all of this is. And I you want me to show you what they do to the babies? You know what? I don't think we're going to show you. But there's a lot of footage out. And they have boxing matches with the dead babies. They do rituals with the dead babies. They have sex with the dead babies. Different groups do different things. And they make money off the babies after they're born. And universities take delivery of babies while they're alive. So I tell you about this stuff because you need to know the full horror of the enemy we're up against. And of course, Joe Biden, who is a pedophile chieftain, wants to put a woman in there who said, well, if an 18-year-old man has sex with an 8-year-old, they're in the same age group, so they shouldn't get in trouble. And even said baby sex torture is something that people need leniency in. The sadomasochistic torture of young kids, including infants and toddlers. Infants and toddlers. Isn't she nice? But she's a black lady, so it's okay. And she doesn't have an Anglophile first name, so we've got to do whatever she wants. Big stack on the Disney pedos right here we're going to be getting into today. But the good news is the world is really starting to wake up to the New World Order. And as soon as people know what it is and know who they are and know that they're behind basically all our problems, literally greasing the skids, creating them, setting up scams, running frauds, poisoning our minds, our souls, our bodies. As soon as the world gets this, then the pain can stop massively. There'll still be corruption. There'll still be problems. There'll still be new cults and gangs and criminal groups to deal with. But these people make James Bond villains look like Boy Scouts. They are Satanists in their own admitted operating system. You should go see Greg Reese's latest report about why they're targeting the union of men and women, which is a holy union that God created that is so powerful. And that important video is at man.video in the Greg Reese section. We're going to go to break, though, and come back and get into the globalists, the economy, the latest Russian news, the latest COVID news, new documents released on that front, even more damning than anyone knew. Separately, please remember that we are listener-supported, and so many people call us wanting the George Washington Slay the Dragon coin, but there were only 10,000 made. There will never be more made because it's a collector and it's a founding coin. There'll only be three in the series. The second will sell out the next 4 or 5 days at current sales rates. I want you to have one. It's the Tree of Liberty coin. It's just as powerful as the last coin. It is just as powerful as the original last coin, and it is critical to funding our operation and keeping us on air. You can go to patriotcollectibles.com or 1776coin.com, and you will find the coin there. It will, again, at current sales rates, be gone by Friday. We will hold 250 back for special sales later, just like we just did with the George Washington coin. There are now 50 of the George Washington coin left in our vault, but the bulk of the new coin will be sold out by Friday. Get yours at 1776coin.com. I want to thank all you that have gotten the coin.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, speaking of real-world tyranny, here's Buttigieg. He said this a few months ago. He said it a few weeks ago. He said it again. Yesterday, he said, until we achieve a form of energy independence that is based on clean energy, no such thing. They blocked all the real stuff. You will continue to see price hikes. It's happening because of inflation and devaluation of the dollar and policies moving the world away from dollars. That's the reason. And blocking oil pipelines and blocking oil and gas exploration. That's why it's happening, Buttigieg. But people are like, hey, he's married to a dude. So we got to do whatever he says. It's like the new Supreme Court nominee. Oh, she's a black woman, so she's allowed to say it's okay to torture babies to death. It's so cool. It's so amazing. Look, he's a little nerdly dude, but he's married to a guy, so it's okay. As if I even care what he does in his life. No wonder he's into dudes. He can't get women. The point is that doesn't give him an excuse to rape me and my family because he's a chicken neck little nerd. Let's hear from this buck-toothed monster.
So less dependent on foreign oil, and that protects us from shortages at fuel stations. But here's the thing to remember. Even if all of the oil we use in the USA were made in the USA, the price of it is still subject to powers and dynamics outside of the USA, which means that until we achieve a form of energy independence that is based on clean energy created here at home, American citizens will still be vulnerable to wild price hikes like we're seeing right now.
Unbelievable. The Grinch that stole Christmas. Bankruptcy. People losing their lives. This is the guy that gets out of three armored SUVs and then gets on a bike to ride 100 yards for a photo op. He's a joke. And he hides behind the fact that he likes Oscar Mayer wieners. What does that have to do with him and his policy? You can't question him. Oh, he has sex with dudes. Oh, my gosh. It's like Tim Cook. Well, Tim Cook runs the biggest death camps in the world. But he does wear black sweaters, turtlenecks, and he, you know, he is gay. Oh, well. It's like the Indian guy that owns the Warriors. He said, I don't care if there's death camps. Kill all those Muslims. And everybody went, well, I mean, he's got brown skin. You know, it's like, well, if you got brown skin and you're gay, you know, we've got Ketanji Brown Jackson chooses leniency even in baby sex torture cases. Well, I mean, you know, baby torture sex is okay if she's black, okay? And Buttigieg is gay, so, you know, I mean, we've got, and the Warriors guy's got brown skin, so it's like, hey, hey, death camps are all right as long as they're endorsed by somebody with brown skin. Because as we know, only straight white people are bad. Like Martin Luther King told us, only judge people on their skin color. Do not judge people on the character of their life or their deeds. Don't judge them on their job performance. That's racist. Judge people on their sexual orientation, what color their skin is. And, you know, if you're a creepy-looking dude that says they're a woman, why not be a four-star admiral? Hell, he may say he's Alibaba. May say he's the genie of Aladdin's lamp. They may say that the Dr. Rachel Levine is a whale or an Easter bunny. Hell. Dr. Levine, ladies and gentlemen, isn't just a man posing as a woman, posing as an admiral. He's Santa Claus. He's going to wear that admiral outfit that's got an anchor on the hat. These federal agencies. I love how the left made fun of Space Force when the Air Force actually has a big space weapons platform and Trump wanted to expand it. They said, oh, that's ridiculous. Look, they're wearing Space Force uniforms. That group doesn't exist, even though it's like the most important asset the U.S. has. And then he's up there with a Navy Admiral outfit saying he's really wants to save trans kids. And I've got the Jeopardy winner, the guy that won Jeopardy that poses as a woman. That dude is saying kids will die if they don't get these life-saving surgeries. Like, if we don't cut seven-year-olds' genitals off or give them puberty blockers, oh, my God. If we don't do that, children will die, says the creepy weirdo that wants to talk about our children all day. You know, used to weird dudes wearing wigs that wanted to talk about children, they were in Alfred Hitchcock movies like Psycho. They had their mother dead, mummified in the basement. You know, but now, yes. Yo, look at that woman won Jeopardy. Oh, my God. No woman had ever won Jeopardy. Women are smart, but statistically with factoids, just like men can't have babies, no woman had ever beaten the male champion in the long, but you know what? Finally, a woman rose to the top. And there she is, stunning, brave, amazing. And again, with the White House seal behind him, just like the Admiral outfits. It's like, again, hey, I bet the kids would sit in his lap if she wore a Santa Claus outfit. Have you guys thought, where do the kids sit? Santa Claus's lap? You want the kids to sit in your lap? I've been syndicated by GCN for 25 years, and I've been in the time slot we're in for 23 years, the Rush Limbaugh slot. They wanted me to go up against Limbaugh. I didn't want to, but Ted said, you got the job, I'll pay you the money, and I'll put you on all these stations if you do it. And we exploded from day one. And over the years, talk radio's gotten in trouble and collapsed and gotten small with the audiences has per capita, but still together, it's huge. We have 300-plus affiliates. We reach millions of people a day through them. And Ted owns a few other companies, and he went from GCN being very, very popular and very, very profitable to still being extremely popular with 750-plus affiliates and over 60 shows they syndicate, gardening shows, liberal shows, conservative shows. And he's just been putting his own money in the last 3 years into it and breaking even. But the Democrat Party anti-gun group, we never say their name because they live off us, we don't live off them, they sued him over the years. He spent something like $500,000 fighting him in the last 4 years. And finally they came to him a few months ago and they said, just give us that network, take Alex Jones off the air, and we'll forgive you. But if you don't, we're going to destroy you. And they sent his insurance company a threat of $500 million. This is just ridiculous and preposterous, for our free speech, if he didn't turn things over. They want me off the air, which is ridiculous because we're already syndicated ourselves years ago. But Ted's still there, and we got over 80 affiliates with him. And so I told Ted, I said, what do you need to go through the trial with these people coming up this summer? And he said, well, they tell me about $300,000. If you'll just get me half of that, because Ted's, you know, getting a super rich guy. He's blown through a lot of his money over the years keeping us on air. He said, I will not basically just close this place. But he said, that's what they're saying. And so we put out the address at GiveSendGo of SaveGCN.com. And listeners raised about $25,000. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we need to raise him over $100,000, and he'll match the money, to fight these people over the next year or so and not just give in to what they want. And again, the world will be a whole other place in a year. We need to stay on air now. We're not worried about the money, our networks, any of this. We're just simply trying to fight hard until the end with this whole situation. And so it all goes to keep us on the air and to stand up for Ted, that stood up for freedom so long, and to fight this legal battle. SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. And you know, they need to raise $80,000 at least. Or I told him, I said, I'll pay for it. I don't have that extra money right now, but I'll get it one way or another. I sold my house. I've been putting all the money in to keep this place going the last 3 months. That's fine. But I mean, we're down to the wire, just like you see in the news with war and COVID and all of it. This is the beginning of very serious times. So we need to stay on air, and God's working through you to keep us on air. So I want you to go to SaveGCN, SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, and donate to get Ted the money he needs to continue that fight. SaveGCN.com, at GiveSendGo, because they're literally trying to shut down the radio network we're on one way or another to get us. And that would be like, you know, cutting our left hand off. It wouldn't feel good. We could keep fighting. But it's definitely them just hacking through, burning through, getting the bank accounts, taking the sponsors, suing us, deplatforming us, just attack, attack, attack. And that's fine, because they're going down. The New World Order's going down. Everybody's aware of who they are and what they're up to. But we need to stay in attack formation to the end and not stop. So go to SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. Go to SaveGCN.com and make a donation. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm not pressuring you if you don't, but if you think what we've done is important and you want to invest in freedom and free speech and put your finger in the eye of George Soros, this is the place to donate, SaveGCN.com.